Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Raw Preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hanflett and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review Monday Night Raw, but also Friday Night SmackDown, NXT, AEW, Dynamite, Rampage, baby, as well as pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a media quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by Michael Hanflett and Michael Sidgwick to look ahead to Raw tonight. It's been a bit of a week of major returns. We had Sting on AEW Rampage. We had Brock Lesnar on Friday Night SmackDown. And tonight, the biggest one of all, Michael Hanflett, Ezekiel's brother Elias is coming back to TV, and I can't wait.
Hell of a segue to avoid talking about Mr. McMahon himself returning on SmackDown on Friday. We got the twin brother. Yeah.
Actually, I do want to get your thoughts on that in a minute.
Okay. That doesn't feel typically like it would be the headline talking point, does it, of a Monday Night Raw?
But considering didn't feel that way on the Raw after WrestleMania, I've got to be honest.
It's 50% of the things they've given us to talk about. So, understandably, I see why you've led
with
it.
What's the other thing?
Money in the Bank qualifier, Becky Lynch versus Asuka.
Is Marie's not returning?
Yeah, is she?
Well, not just, I saw you looking at loads of Marie's pictures before we pressed record.
That was a separate project.
So I just assumed she'd been announced because you spent a lot of time looking at Marie's pictures.
Yeah, I was just checking.
And I just thought she was scheduled for the show.
Just checking. You know me, just having a little look. So, just had a little look. I didn't touch that. That was you, wasn't it?
It was me, I just thought for how long you were looking at the pictures that she was on the show.
I was checking wherever they are tonight. I thought was the city that it was in the background where she was taking the photos. I was just checking. So
yeah. You're just doing your own research.
Yeah. So Ezekiel's brother Elias is coming back.
It's a good hook. We said this last week, a genuinely good hook. We'd sort of fantasy booked the idea that they might do a Kevin Owens getting distracted by the strum of a guitar, and that would be an easy way to like sort of suggest that Elias is in the building, but he just can't put his face out there. This is way better. They've got to deliver something. Of course, they could just deliver nothing. And then we could be like, oh, yep, WWE's creative is disappointed as yet again. Nobody had a great idea. They had something better to sell than what they could ultimately deliver on the night. But last week, it was genuinely the kind of announcement that you knew you would have to come back for, even if the rest of the show was garbage. And it was so. The rest of the show was garbage. And yet, I will absolutely come back for this.
Here's something they could do right. Let's have some fun with it. Fantasy book Elias's return. Ladies and gentlemen, Elias. And the lights are down, the spotlight's on him, and he's in the old gab, and he's got his acoustic guitar, and most importantly, full beard. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh my God. It's actually Elias starts to sing a song about something or other. Like, do the first few lines to make it, like, to get one over on Kevin Owens. That's the whole thing. This whole thing exists to elicit Frank Costanza reactions out of Kevin Owens. And it's funny watching a hothead lose their temper. So to make sure that it really feels like a ruse, have some goddamn fun with it. Elias can play heel because that's Ezekiel as Elias can be the heel because he's more known to be the heel.
Yeah.
So you can do some stuff about like cheap heat. What town are they in today?
I don't know. I'll double check.
some, I bet you the sound like there's for people who live there. So they can, you know what I mean? It's like going to be in the States and they could do some kind of cheap heat.
There's been about a million different...
It's like sports teams.
Game sevens where, like, that have been ruining all the wrestling ratings. There must have been some losers in those games. Pick on one of them.
Absolutely. Where is it?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Nebraska. It's nothing happening.
It doesn't sound...
Where is Nebraska?
Let's have a look. Nebraska.
Sounds Midwest-y, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Midwest region.
There you go.
So they don't really have, like, a big...
It's the Cornhusker state.
They don't really have any, like, sporting franchises of note, do they? Oh, we're not big American
sports.
Not
to alienate our Nebraskan listeners who have got, like, an amazing team or something, but I can't think of one.
I think we've already alienated them at this point. But, yeah, they could just do something about, we're in, Nebraska, nothing's happening in this town. Like, some kind of thing in full beard, right? That brings out Kevin Owens. He's like, no, I'm going to put an absolute end to this charade. And I'm going to do it like this. He walks up to Elias, tugs on the beard, thinking it's going to fall off. It's a beard wig, obviously, because he's just pretending to be Elias. And then he goes to do it. It's just like, what the hell are you doing that for? And then Elias gets hot, and Kevin Owens can go again. He's like, one more time, and I'll beat you up. And then he does it one more time, and then he just like gets what was Elias' finish. No one knows, because...
It was Drift Away. It was Drift Away. Was it lame DDT sort of thing?
Something like that. No, I'll never remember. Yeah. And then, oh my God, it was Elias all along. And like, and it's got glue. Like a glue beard, and that's revealed. But that's how they do it. And they might reveal it later. I don't know where the storyline's going. I don't care. So Kevin Owens looked like mildly annoyed because it's hilarious. But that's how they should do it. Like stick the beard on, pretend that it can't come off. And it's, oh my God, it's Elias.
And then do the shot at the end of like Ezekiel full gear saying goodbye to a car that is just departing. So great catching up. Like, thanks for coming. You've really helped out this situation I've been having with Kevin Owens. Now he believes.
Yeah.
And then Owens just comes at the last second. What? This can't be right.
Like clean shaven Elias.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree. I'd go full. Don't make it like, there's two options here. You can fully like Mrs. Doubtfire it. So he just has to. Oh, like he's got a fake beard on and he walks. I'm just going to go and get Ezekiel. Here I am. Oh, wait, why can't I see?
Ezekiel and Elias have got a date with the same girl. And I've just gone to the toilet and they cut a beard off.
You might remember, I'm not sure if it was you or Phil I was doing the news with last week, when Mark Brightman suggested getting the recently retired Aaron Stevens in to play Elias.
It's really good that. It's... The difficulty is in that Kevin Owens will just have no patience for it and batter him. And it'll feel a bit like, I mean, it's not out of the realms of WWE to bait and switch, but it'll feel a little bit like a bait and switch because Owens just like at this point, that character has to be like, that's not Elias.
Mm.
You said Elias was going to be here. I know that Elias isn't real, it's you, but you said he was going to be here. That's Damian Sandow. And he just has to pretty much out him from the off. And then WWE have got to write around that for 2 hours and 53 minutes or something. I'm not sure they've got the ability to do that. Far be it for me to discredit the put upon WWE writers who have really stood up for themselves over this weekend, haven't they? Like they're trying to fight the good fight of the writers, but like that process, should we say, not the writers, they get a lot of grief. That process probably doesn't allow for such creativity over 3 hours.
My favourite thing about this discourse as well, like one of the writers basically said, it's a difference between writers and creative. You know, if you know, you know. It's one of those things where like they're basically saying the quiet part loud.
God,
Vince McMahon's an idiot. He ruins every story.
They're all just trapped.
They're all completely trapped. So people say, I know you grief Michael Cole mercilessly and have done for the past 20 years. But you know, he's got a job to do and he does it in spite of everything. So that's not worth celebrating 25 years of Michael Cole. Someone old bastard screams down his ear. We were promised a Sidgwick take on the Mr. McMahon deal.
Yes, let's get your thoughts on what went down. Well, on a very hectic Friday, but specifically on SmackDown.
He said nothing, so I've got no thoughts. It was just a total ratings grab where I tweeted this, Mega fans will forgive me. With what was barely subtext, he basically said, we're here, you've got us here forever. And we're going to continue forever our journey together. Why else would he explain? Tell me, why else would he explain the signature? That's he's basically saying I'm going nowhere on the day that he publicly stepped down. This is just conjecture. I don't know for sure. This is my personal, subjective, unfounded, possibly, interpretation. But why would he say the specific words in the WWE signature live after everything if he wasn't basically saying I'm not going anywhere? I'm not going anywhere. I'm just paying lip service to the idea that I've got an allegation against us. When he came out and did the arm stretch, no chance in hell. Genuinely guffawing at the balls. Like, how on earth have you friggin' done this, you lunatic? It's firmly expected behavior from the man himself. But ultimately, he said nothing. What I'm saying of him saying, quote-unquote, nothing is totally unfounded conjecture. I just thought, weird that he's saying this of all things.
Mm.
What were your thoughts on it?
I primarily was incredibly glad that I didn't stay up to watch SmackDown for this.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well,
he was awake at the time.
Yeah, I was watching a film, and
Tremors?
The television service had the start of SmackDown on a delay. I couldn't watch it live on my Sky Sports.
Oh, yeah.
BT Sport.
Wherever the frig it lives. BT Sport, yeah. It was playing up. The live BT Sport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then when the film finished, I went and like SmackDown was about 45 minutes in at this point, and I was like, oh, I'll go back to BT Sports and see if like the first bit is on BT. And it was.
Yeah,
so I was able to watch that before I went to sleep. He's an absolute loser.
he's absolute loser, isn't he?
He's the total worst. Vince McMahon is the total worst.
But I said it was weirdly in character, though. Not in character, but just of course he'd do that. And not in a, well, you'll see like Vince cry laugh emoji sort of thing. But like... It's the two things is legal, it's completely, you know, no selling of serious allegations, serious legal matters, and also holding the WWE audience in complete contempt, like when he came back after the pandemic.
Yeah,
and you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's he going to do? There's going to be this big shakeup. We probably even did it on a podcast of like, you know, what first thing out for, you know, crowds are back, Vince is here, we've got through this together. You know, they've seen the kind of indifference and the... So what the big change are they going to make? Or what's he going to say? Or what's going to be done to him, perhaps? And he just came out and went, where the hell have you been? And even the commentators were like, oh, well, I guess that's it.
Yep.
Because...
He had a little bollocks under his eyes, didn't he? He's not sleeping well.
No.
But in terms of people who could show up tonight...
Speaking to Nick Khan, nice try, big man, but I don't
sleep. I don't sleep.
Do you think Brock Lesnar might show up on tonight's show?
No.
Do you think they'd have advertised him?
Well, they didn't last time, but now that they are paying him, it would be senseless. And what's he going to do? Interrupt Nevon, because Roman Reigns isn't on the show hardly either.
Do you know what's only just occurred to me?
Is it in MSG? No, it's in Nebraska. So he's not... is it close? Sounds like it's going to be close to it. It sounds like...
Yes, I thought in my head. Nebraska's quite close to
it. He lives in Canada. He's based in Canada, yeah. Isn't he?
They didn't advertise Brock Lesnar, which is a rarity for WWE. And it's just occurred to me that... Vince McMahon will have thought, you know, like when he over-delivers after a cancellation or whatever, these people, my people...
After a cancellation?
Are going to be so gutted with what's happened to me this week. I need to over-deliver a surprise.
Yeah.
To remind them just who the hell I am. Have a free Brock.
Yeah.
Like he'll have genuinely believed, you know, with what's happened to me, they probably feel like they've lost their main event. I best give them something extra. I've not put those things together until now, but that's definitely what's going to have happened. I don't want Brock on Raw. I don't want this match. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think
so boring,
about
isn't
Brock
it?
Lesnar versus Roman Reigns until I'm contractually have to on like a go-home SmackDown or that MSG Raw where we know it's actually going to be referenced. What a dreadful thing to have to think about again.
I actually quite liked this one before the match as well. It was a different dynamic. Mm. I'm not talking about it.
Maybe you could come out and attack US House Representative Donald John Bacon. I'm just looking at Nebraska's Wikipedia page. I thought we could attack him or...
Who are we talking about, Brock or Vince?
Either or. Pete Ricketts, governor. John Peter Ricketts. So that's that. That's an option as well.
Any famous landmarks, Nebraska?
You seen this? You heard about this?
Climate?
Any famous people?
Climate? I'd like to know about the climate.
Sort of in Lincoln, it'll be... around sort of highs of 30 degrees, lows of about 20 degrees, probably.
That's Celsius.
Yeah, Celsius.
Any famous people from Lincoln, Nebraska? Notable people.
Famous people from Nebraska. What, who Brock could attack?
Yeah. Sort of like a niche version of the game.
It's not good that the first three are like, unfortunately, no longer with us.
Yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Okay. Is that Geeter Dunn?
Yeah, I think so.
Pass me by that one. I don't know that one.
Geeter Dunn.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
All right, not going to be attacking him. Warren Buffett.
Who are you not going to attack? No.
Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank. Why do I know that name?
Is that Million Dollar Baby?
Is it Hilary Swank? They do an entire Office episode about debating whether she's hot.
Maybe.
I can't have aged well.
Andy Roddick.
Andy Roddick.
Andy Roddick. I used to love his crazy save.
Yeah.
Like, I used to love it. It was so funny.
Oh, there's one. There's a famous version from Nebraska. Sting.
Sting.
The wrestler Sting.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Gordon Sumner, is it? He was a teacher from Cramlin.
You're done.
Okay, let's just hear the Andy Roddick's. Oh, the fat lad from Lost. He's from Nebraska.
Hurley.
Come on, guy. Come on.
Let's hear the Andy Roddick serve once more. Right.
So I used to barely put it in the A. No one used to do the drawn out, like, rip. Oh, that's the normal.
Power, though, isn't it? Power and speed behind it.
Power,
it's
speed,
class.
Barely any sort of. Oh!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Becky Lynch versus Asuka to see who's heading to Money in the Bank. How do you see this one going, Hamlet?
Based on SmackDown 2, a non-finish where they both qualify a week later.
Oh.
Like, it's with Drew and Sheamus. Basically, Sage, on the SmackDown preview,
I watched SmackDown.
No, I know that. On our podcast, we talked about how Drew and Sheamus went to this non-finish, and it was like, when they fight each other, it's quite entertaining. They know what they're doing with each other. And we thought, oh, they're going to do that TV thing. Like, they can get 3 weeks out of TV for one person qualifying for Money in the Bank. You have another match that goes out of control, and Peace is like, right, put them in a ladder match to set up the ladder match. Very WWE. One of them gets a contract, they get in the match. And then Puss and Pierce obviously did what he did. Now you're both in. It's fine. So new precedent set. It doesn't matter. The result does not matter. As long as there's no
new win- precedent.
It's a, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's new.
As long as there's no winner or loser, they both get in. And I can't foresee how this match doesn't feature them both. Although, having said that, Becky could lose tonight, right? And then with one space left on the go-home Raw, they do a last chance match.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And she pins Dana Brooke in a bit of LTSD.
Or Shayna Baszler, because they hate her.
Yeah, her as well. Bunch of losers.
Yep. I said this on the SmackDown thing. I was like, how is, you know, so-and-so, one of Asuka and Becky Lynch potentially not in here, but one of Aaliyah and Shotzi is going to be here. And then I was like, hang on, Shotzi Blackheart in the ladder match. Yep, but let's go.
All right. Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I can't tell whether, like you say, this is going to be another step in the sort of downward spiral of Becky Lynch. Or
God, who cares?
Or, I mean, I have no doubt they will have a great match tonight if given time. Mm-hmm. And they should be given time, because there's two things on this goddamn show so far.
Like, I was like, the fall, the downfall of Becky Lynch. She routinely, pretty much every single week, works matches against stars. And she's never too far away from it. She hasn't, like, lost everything. Or it's like, oh, I'm going to have to beat, you know, to go away for a while or to really come back. It's like, she works a star wrestler in Amy. You can't tell any story in WWE. The established acts, so few of them WWE actually care about, just tend to wrestle each other in loops and circles. You can't make your way back up from Asuka to Asuka. That's not really a good story, is it?
It's John Cena.
She flat out refused another match for the 24/7 title, didn't she? I'm not doing this bollocks.
Exactly, so there's no way to, there's no way to fall.
Remember John Cena's terrible year? Where he was like, yes, main event in most pay-per-views above CM Punk, but he was like, man, I just can't get it done. I don't
just know can't get a break.
Anyway, see you next month in the last match. Right?
Yeah. I mean, if Becky Lynch is having a downward spiral, it probably doesn't help that they've put her on the poster for Money in the Bank. Come and see Becky Lynch.
Loads of money.
Loads of money. Yeah, happy family. John Cena's worst year, I forgot.
Remember the Raw after WrestleMania 28? I was like, and he's like sat in the empty stands going, I just can't do it. Don't know what happened.
It cost him his marriage, I seem to remember. Yeah.
I was a old dog.
Was that the same year?
The loss of The Rock. That's what cost him it.
You lost to The Rock, I'm out of here.
That's what cost him it. Open it up.
Becky and Asuka then, who do you think's winning?
Draw. 20-minute draw.
Yeah, I don't hear that, you know. I mean, I do, to watch it. But I don't know that as a prediction. I'll go Asuka. Becky can't get in until the last.
Last chance. Last chance. I just can't do them. Last chance. Is that better?
Yeah.
Is that better?
I think Asuka.
The first one was like Wilbon's knowing the world. Last chance.
Maybe Asuka with the mist, and then Becky complains and gets put in a.
And then Pierce will go, yeah, shouldn't use the mist, so I'll tell her off, but she's still in the match. Then you get another chance, and guess what, dickheads? Nothing matters. I've already done that.
I know, yeah, I realise, but.
Would that stop me from doing it again?
I think, yeah, Mike is meeting. Excuse me, boss. We've already shut up. Okay, yeah, fair enough. Who else do you reckon heading to Money in the Bank? Because on the men's side of things, it's not. I mean, there's only. I mean, granted, they chucked two in on SmackDown, but you've got what Sheamus, Drew, and Seth freaking Rollins, and that's it right now.
One of Sammy and Nakamura.
One of Sammy and Nakamura. Yeah,
is that granted. Four spaces free then, or three? What do we think?
Well, yeah, Wiki reckons it's eight people in each one, but I don't know who. They don't know, let's be honest. They haven't decided. It's weeks off this pay-per-view.
Madcap Moss is probably going in.
Moss will probably go in. Do you think they're going to do... Maybe they'll do something with Theory and Lashley? Because I feel like...
There's very few actual matches. Like the roster's so thin. They've got so few stars that they're going to need singles grudge matches or title matches outside of Money in the Bank. So they might do Lashley-Theory, which will go to a non-finish.
I don't know. I think I've got a nagging feeling they might put Theory over Lashley in order to make him appear ready for the challenge of John Cena.
Of course.
Him walking around saying, well, I beat Bobby Lashley.
Cena's next week, isn't he?
Yeah. So, the specter of Cena will probably hang over the.
Depending on the Wall Street Journal second article.
Yeah. Whenever that drops.
I should check Twitter.
I could see Theory saying something to the effect of, Lashley's still in the form of his life and I beat him. What makes you think, old man John, that you can come back and beat me?
By the way, I forgot to say it on last week's thing. You know, we was talking about people coming out and going, reading their Wikipedia page. Mm. Last week, Theory read Bobby's to him.
Oh, yeah.
I know you beat so-and-so, but you haven't beaten me.
It's getting really bad, though, because everybody's been there 20 years. No wonder they love this as a trope, because there's so much time to fill on Raw. It's like, yes, I'm feuding with Dolph Ziggler. We'll get half an hour out of this. Scroll.
Do you know what we should do? We should try and get ahead and think who's probably most likely to do I've done this, and this in my career. Mm-hmm. And because with everything, and with, not just, you know, you guys are...
Why does Twitter keep asking me to switch to home when I switch back to latest every day? Get the goddamn message.
You notice that Elon Musk's, that fake tweet about him changing the colour of the hearts is appearing in trending topics now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Weird stuff going on.
What was I going
to
say?
Good job that he's going to... Wants to run it to get rid of the weird stuff, though.
But you know how, like I said, you two are incredibly knowledgeable about this, but even you two just go, I don't remember. Don't remember that. And it's happened, 6 weeks ago or whatever.
God,
do you reckon even the wrestlers it's happened to have forgotten it? And so we could change it. And they'd be like, I beat so-and-so and won this title, and I beat so-and-so, and apparently I won an Oscar about 4 years ago. I don't remember that, but it's on my Wikipedia. So just change their Wikipedia each week.
I don't know how wrestlers could... Like, there used to be this thing, right, in...
Nothing.
The old... Cedric, I remember this. Like, the original sort of run of shoot interviews sort of in the late 90s. Like,
what they call that, RF video, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't put that over.
No, we're not talking about that guy, but he was the main proponent of them, unfortunately.
That.
And
it's the wrestler's fault for still doing it.
It is, yeah. The questions would be, you know, sort of like memories of whatever.
Yes.
And then they'd say, like, memories of Survivor Series 91. And straight away, our idiot brains are like picture perfect recollection of every match on that card and exactly what that wrestler did. And blah, blah, blah. So, like, you're the fan watching, like, oh, is he going to talk about this? And the wrestler go, was that in Cleveland? Dayton? It was somewhere in Ohio, like that. And then they've got to like try and nail it down to a town. And you know when you get old enough, what they're thinking about is like strip clubs, bars, the women they sleep with in those hotels, like with the quality of the Holiday Inn breakfast the next morning. Like they're not thinking about like, oh, I loved working Survivor Series. Like it took until about like WrestleMania 25 before that card was full of people that even cared about WrestleMania. The first couple of decades, people were like, how much did you pay? Like, is it more than last night's house show? Cool, I'll work it. There's a good payday. I don't care what's on the logo at the back. Like, so yeah, the idea now that wrestlers, without being able to have some of those memories and getting rid of some of them is a good thing, that instead it'd be like, talk about your third US title win. I've won that three times.
it was Apollo Crews, weren't we?
Yeah, like, when did that happen?
when could it possibly happen?
But yeah, so maybe Theory and Lashley. I'll do it. We'll play a game in a minute because I think I haven't got anything else to talk about. And I've got a little game for us to play in terms of picking someone versus a legend to see who's heading to Money in the Bank because they got it. It's a week and a half away, isn't it?
Yes, it's next a week on Saturday, isn't it? Yeah, Lashley should be raging this week. By the way, like look at Bobby Lashley. He should be
made a fool of.
Yeah, he should be absolutely fuming for the last 7 days. And Theory should be running scared the entire. If they're like look at Bobby Lashley and he still appears to be a babyface, Vince McMahon would want a book and keep on top and keep pushed. He should be chasing Theory all around Raw, just desperate to get his hands on him. You should be seeing Wardlow levels of security being put up in front of him because he wants to kill him. He was made to look an absolute tit last week, and look at the size of him. Like, that can't stand.
Squirting him with baby oil to close the show.
Getting, like, carted away by some referees. Like, he cannot be made to look such a loser 2 weeks, like, on the spin. He's got to care about this.
Maybe Cedric Alexander could step up on his behalf.
That's not a joke as well. He's very well.
In terms of Ciampa...
Do not ask me if he's going to join the stable.
Is he going to join Judgment Day?
I don't care.
I think tonight could be the night.
He lost last week. He got no entrance. He got fed to Riddle. Judgment Day are just being ominous towards Bianca Belair. No word as to whether or not there's going to be a match tonight, although maybe. And there's all this talk of like supernatural stuff, which makes me very concerned.
Wide streets of Lincoln, Nebraska, my kind of town.
The older you get, you don't rush in anything. So maybe it'll take a little bit longer to make your mind up.
This is one of them Roman Reigns promo.
Right. I may not be coming back to Lincoln, Nebraska anytime soon. Nothing to do with my part-time schedule. It's just a long way away from a man of my advancing years. Average life expectancy in Nebraska is 79.2 years. I'm getting right up there.
Maybe I got to make hay while the sun shines.
That place sell down me, lady. Have a quiet life. Thank God. Maybe dip our feet in the sea once in a while. Is there a sea in Nebraska? I don't know.
Cumming? There's a place in Nebraska called Cumming. Oh, my God.
Been a long time since I was young enough to do that.
Wait, is there a place called Hooker?
The old penile refractory period.
Just a little cloud of dust comes out of
it. That's all right with me.
Would you think...
Is there a place called Squirtin', Nebraska?
Like a filthy place.
Ambler?
Squirting, Nebraska. Yes. Why not? Like, he's got to join sooner or later. He's, the longer he doesn't join, the more he's working for the Miz.
Yes.
And the more Ciampa is running interference for the Miz.
To Aaron Stevens. Good luck, pal.
Yeah. He's not at this point doing things to get noticed by Finn Balor. I've been watching you. nobody else has. Aye, if that's not the goal at this point, yeah, it's that he's helping out the Miz, so that would be pretty stupid.
Judgment Day. There's only one person who can judge me. And that's God.
That's a good Lord. I don't even know if he's religious. I just thought it'd be funny to say. Old Man Ciampa is religious, even if Tommaso Ciampa isn't. Yeah. Like, that's, we know
only
this.
One man can judge me. Only God can judge me.
I can't get on premium live events, but it's okay. Most of them on Sundays, and I got other places to be.
So, should we have a little game then?
Yeah. To round things off.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right. So, who would like to be, who would like to select the member of the WWE roster versus the WWE alumni they'll be facing for a spot on Money in the Bank?
I got a coin to flip. Nope, got an old fashioned coin.
Over in silver dollar.
I got me a coin. How about I got? I got a 20 pence piece. Okay. Cedric, you call it in the air, and then you get to select which one you want to be if you get it correct. Okay, I'm going to toss it now.
Okay, heads is legends.
Tails for Wales.
So what happens now?
I'll be legends if it's heads.
It's heads.
So I'll pick the legends.
I'll be legends. Okay, Michael Hamlet, I'm scrolling through this roster page of Monday Night Raw.
All six people that
I got to go back and forth quite a lot, to be honest. You tell me when you want me to stop.
It's like those old matches with Johnny Gargano. Back and forth. Oh, away we go.
I keep passing our truth. Stop.
Okay. Number between 1 and 4.
2.
Right? Maybe pick a different number. Between 1 and 4. Just one of them's kind of busy and the other one's a backstage interview.
4, please.
Okay. Shelton Benjamin will be facing Michael Sidgwick for a spot. Oh, hang on. What have I done here? For a spot at Money in the Bank.
If you land on Shelton's mama. Perfect.
I've got to get the alumni page up now. Okay, ready when you are. Tell me when to stop.
Jeez!
Give me a number between 1 and 4.
1.
Maybe you want to pick a different one? What do you want? Joey Styles versus Shelton Benjamin.
Sure ain't picking 2.
Joey Styles is a one-punch wonder, isn't he? He knocked Bradshaw clean out.
That's a good point.
4. Old friend of mine.
Back and forth.
Johnny Gargano versus Shelton Benjamin. That's quite good.
I would say that somebody out there has created a thumbnail and given this 5 stars before it's even happened. At WrestleMania Backlash 2024, Fantasy Booker.
Shelton, if you see my dude Cedric, if you want to get the herpes together, you got to do it yourself. And what you do is you sit on the apron and you clap and you pat yourself on the back and people stroke the chin on Twitter. Put it side by side with other times you sat on the apron and pat yourself on the back and nothing came of it.
What does it mean?
Is that why you didn't have a theme for a bit? Because music hadn't been invented.
Old gramophones ain't going to invent themselves.
Right, let us know your thoughts ahead of Monday Night Raw on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch it. You can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamlet at...
We make talkies. At Michael Hamlet.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at...
M. Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. And make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. The SmackDown review and the Rampage review are both available as podcasts right now for you to listen to. And if you're there on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review and suggest something short, crap, and wrestling-related for us to review instead of a god-awful segment or match on tomorrow's review of Raw. But for now, this has been the Raw preview. My thanks to the Dudley Boys. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ,
the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.